Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our fourth installment in the Jewish experience in Egypt. So let's fast forward in the story a bit. Moshe has been born. Moshe has been found by the daughter of Paro. Moshe grows up in Paro's home. When Moshe becomes a bit older, he wants to see what is happening with his brethren. There is an Egyptian who is torturing a Jew. Moshe intervenes. Moshe kills the Egyptian. Again, make a long story short, Moshe flees for his life from the very Paro in whose home he grew up. Moshe resettles in the land of Midian. Moshe meets Zipporah, his wife. Moshe and Zipporah get married in Midian. Moshe and Zipporah begin to build a family. Now, back to the Jews in Egypt, chapter 2, verse 23, Vayahi vayamim harabim haheim, and it was in those lengthy days, Vayamas melech Mitzrayim, and the king of Egypt died, Vayehonchu v'nei Yisrael minu avodah vayizaku, the Jewish people groaned from the work and they cried out, Vatal shavosam elhu elukim minu avodah, and their cries came up to God from their work. And this is clearly the Jewish people have hit their breaking point, and there's something about their cry that resonates with God in a way that it hadn't resonated before, or in a way that they hadn't cried before. Why in the world are they crying because the king of Egypt died? It doesn't sound like the king of Egypt was a great friend of the Jews. So, two approaches. Many of you surely know the Rashi, who cites the Medrash. We know in different places that when a person gets tsaras, let's translate tsaras as leprosy, it's such a terrible experience that it's like one has died. So therefore, the Medrash suggests that actually it's not that Paro died, it's that he became afflicted with tsaras, and he was told that a good way to deal with the tsaras was to bathe in blood. And therefore, he saw to it that, I mean, you need to get blood from somewhere, so he said, let's kill the Jewish babies, and I'll bathe in the blood. So it's not that he's out of the picture, it's that for personal reasons, there's a whole new level of the cruelty exacted upon the Jewish people, really, for no good reason. And that is a pain in its own right. The Ramban says such a powerful pshat. The Ramban says, Paro died. There was a new Paro. And it was a point of great tragedy for the Jewish people. Why? When someone's in a difficult circumstance, you always harbor a hope. Things will change. So you have this cruel ruler of Egypt. Remember, it hadn't been bad before. It's clearly portrayed. We discussed at the beginning of the series. There was a new king. So whether that literally means a new king, whether it means this king changed his policies, the bottom line is there was some shift. And that brought about the difficulties for the Jews, and it was with the man who was currently king. So you always have in the back of your mind, this is terrible, this has got to get better. It can't get worse, so when things change, it will get better. So who knows, maybe one day this guy will die, maybe one day there'll be some coup, maybe he'll be out of office, and then we'll get back to life as we're used to it. And what happened now was the king of Egypt dies. And the Jews see there's no change. Even after the king of Egypt died, it was still terrible for them. And that's when their will broke. That's when they cried out in a totally different way to God. Because there was nothing to hope for. The change they were hoping for happened, then it didn't help anything. There's an interesting nuance in the pasuk. The Kli Yakar points this out. The Jewish people groaned from the work and they cried out. Shouldn't it say that the Jewish people groaned and cried out from the work? Why is there such a gap between the two verbs of them groaning and them crying out? So the Kli Yakar has two answers. Both are very interesting. One is that there were two very different expressions of how the Jews related to God. One was true, sincere prayer. That's one verb here. And the other is complaining against God. Where is God? God, how could this be happening? So the more spiritually inclined members of the Jewish people had profound prayer to offer God, and those who were a little bit less elevated just had complaints for God. It's one interesting pshat. The other pshat is the king of Egypt dies. The Jewish experience is terrible. But what are you going to do? Everyone is crying because at the state funeral, the king of Egypt died. You can't sit there crying on the side because you hate being in Egypt. They'll kill you. So the real reason why the Jewish people were in mourning was Minhu Avodah. Vayeyanchu v'nei Yisrael Minhu Avodah. The Jewish people groaned from the terribly difficult work. That's the real reason. But Vayizaku. They had to cry out. They had to make a very public mourning for a very different reason. The very different reason they had to publicly demonstrate mourning in the fact that the wonderful, tremendous leader of Egypt has now died. Again, part of the tragedy of the experience that you can't even be allowed to express dismay in a way that other people will understand it. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.